Welcome back at the Heart of Frontlines. I hope you're enjoying these episodes. So I just came back from a conference where we talked a lot about victim mentality. So my top takeaway from the audience was, well, they were actually mainly social service providers and police officers. And the people were genuinely wanting to learn more about how to support someone with victim mentality. Basically, how do you help someone who doesn't want help or can't help but not wanting to help themselves? Well, there's a reason for that. So in this episode, we will talk about the exact definition of victim mentality. Is it an actual mental disorder? What are the signs? And is it permanent? So I had my fair share of experience with this little beast, I should say. And let me tell you, after 20-something years, I kicked its butt, I think. Well, for the most part. And out of all the things I was able to achieve, I can honestly say this one was the biggest one. But boy, was it worth it. Because honestly, living with victim mentality, guys, it's absolutely no fun. And honestly, the worst thing about it is that you don't even know you have it. Well, at least I didn't know. I had no idea. So apparently victim mentality is a disorder. And if it's apparently left untreated, one can live an entire life in that state of being. I say state of being because when you act and think a certain way for a few hours, I think that's called a mood. When it lasts longer than a few hours, maybe a few days, it's a phase maybe. But I think when it becomes your basic way of being, your basic way of thinking and feeling about yourself and the world, I think it's a state of being. So, according to WellMind, I'm going to read this one, while victim mentality has not been recognized as a mental disorder, at its core, a victim mindset is rooted in trauma, distress, and pain most of the time. So when you experience a traumatic situation, typically at the hands of other people, you may learn that you are hopeless and that nothing you do in the future is going to actually make a difference. This leads you to feel vulnerable and afraid, and in turn, I mean, this all makes sense to me, you choose not to take responsibility or place blame on other people and make excuses even when there are actions you could actually take. There's the official definition, but when you put it in practice, like I said earlier, this is a pain in the butt. Being in a victim mindset all day, every day feels exhausting, actually. And it can develop for people in very different ways or different stages of their lives. I'll share a quick story, then I'll read the signs, and then we will get to the good part, guys. So, which is, how do you heal this, or how do you work with someone who has it? So here's the story. In my case, I was basically groomed to be a victim by my mom, who had victim mentality, and she had it because her generational and I guess childhood trauma, she never had the chance to properly heal because her generation was in survival mode. During the time she was growing up in the 50s in Hungary after the First and Second World War, there was no time to, you know, take time for yourself, sit down, have a Zen moment, get your juice. Like, no, they were trying to rebuild the country. They're trying to find food for survival. So my generation is more of a, let's heal all the crap we had going on in the last decade, I think. But that is a whole different topic. But anyway, so mom had her generational trauma, childhood trauma, which actually is a basic recipe to develop victim mentality. So I was basically groomed at a young age by my mom, who basically taught us that we are poor. We are victims of the 56th revolution. She was a victim of a mean mother. We have nothing. We are nobodies. And we will die poor. We cannot do anything about it. We have zero control over who we are. I mean, you get the idea. So as a child, I was basically programmed and taught that I'm a victim. I'm helpless. That also came with not learning to take any responsibility of my actions. and or for my actions and always needing to be rescued by someone. That's what I learned. This is also how my mom created a very poor financial mindset for us, which led to living in poverty for almost 30 years of my life. So financial trauma and financial mindset on its own, it's a whole other topic, and I'm actually very passionate about it, and we will have more episodes on it too. So scientifically speaking, being taught from a young age that you cannot succeed no matter what will leave you with a subconscious mind that is programmed that you will fail no matter what. So even if I wanted to achieve things and prove my mom wrong, I will eventually fail. And that is not because I don't believe I can't. It's because my programming deep inside is telling me that I will fail. So basically what I'm saying is that I can have a positive attitude. I start out great. Everything is fantastic. But deep inside, my programming, my memory will say, hey, the shoe is going to drop. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So I have two thinking process. One is, yay, I can do it. The other is no freaking way. And the one that says no freaking way is basically self-sabotaging me quietly behind the scenes. So, and that basically describes my entire life. I started things and then things didn't go well. I started things and things didn't go well. So victim mindset, scientifically speaking, is a programming you receive when experiencing trauma. Because when you experience trauma out of nowhere, a situation that you had no control over that made you become a victim for the time being while you were victimized, what happens is that your brain now save it as a memory and will convince you that you have no control over any events in your life. And now you could become a victim of anything at any time. So you start projecting this feeling and thought process onto every part of your life. But the truth is, no one has control over anything. I mean, yes, we can be a victim of anything at any time. Terrible things can happen to us at any minute. Just look at the news. So what we need to come to understand is that we may not have control over anything, but what we do have control over is how are we going to react when something happens to us? And honestly, I really wish someone would have told me that 30 years ago. I wish someone would have told me 30 years ago what victim mindset is, what are the signs, why do you have it, and how can you heal it? It is important to mention, and I already mentioned it a couple of times, that living with the victim mindset is actually very painful and exhausting. I was personally sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was tired of being a victim of everything all the time. Believe me, when you have that mindset, trouble just like finds you. It's like you have a sign on your forehead. Hey, I'm a victim. Come and victimize me. Honestly, if there was a PhD in victimhood mindset, I would probably earn 2 by now. But as a frontline worker and service provider or someone who cares for someone who has victim mentality, I think it can be just as exhausting because there's nothing more painful than watching a client or a loved one, because we see what an amazing life they could have if they didn't constantly held themselves back with their self-sabotaging actions or behaviors simply because they have victim mentality. So again, what do? You can't just blurp it out to someone, hey, you have victim mentality. A few months ago, I was doing a workshop in Perth, Ontario, and we had this conversation with about, I would say, 80 service providers, social workers who work with individuals on frontline. And we talked about, so how do you help them? And the first thing that came out of my mouth, I said, well, I think it would be very helpful if we can let the survivors and victims of crime know that they have this specific disorder. So I asked the audience, can you please put your hands up? How many of you have a brochure or any resources that explains what victim mentality is? Everybody looked around because everybody was looking for that at least just one hand go up. And so they said, no, we actually never talk about this because we don't want to trigger them. And I said, you know what? That's actually a very good point, because when I was there, you know, it would have been, actually, I'll tell you a story in a minute how I found out that I have a victim mindset, but not everyone's going to react to it the same way, right? So yeah, no, you can't just tell somebody who has been through so much trauma and is trying to put their life together that, oh, the reason why you can't, because you have victim mentality, right? You can't do that. However, the information would be very helpful. So the suggestion was, you know, create a brochure and put in a brochure. You can put in a brochure, say, 3 different topics. It doesn't have to be just victim mentality, but maybe another topic. You can say self-care or boundaries or healthy relationships and sneak in victim mentality. That would be one. Or you can also have conversations with these individuals, especially if they are a family member. You know, I read something about this. I'm not sure if this would be any help to you, but please check it out. See if this helps. So number one, enable for a survivor to heal victim mentality, they need to know that they have it. Number two, they need to understand the signs. So let's talk about the signs. I'm going to read you just a few signs, and then we'll get to the part where we'll talk about how do you support somebody and how do you help somebody who has victim mentality, which seems like a very scary, very touchy, and very difficult task. So victim mentality signs and behaviors: a tendency to blame other people, not taking responsibility for your own life, being hypervigilant around other people and reacting to small things in a big way, being very aware of when people have bad intentions, feeling as though everyone else has it easier than you, and so you don't even try, feeling of relief when you receive sympathy or pity and seeking this out as a result. The list is much longer, and honestly, when I started researching victim mindset, I found some incredible articles online. I'm going to create a one PDF out of it. I'm going to put it on our website. Like I said, there's a link there. Well, in my case, and I do not suggest this to anyone, especially if you're a service provider, but I was literally snapped out of it. So we were sitting in a board meeting about 15 years ago, and one of the board members, after listening to me talking about how we will never get funding, no one is supporting us, blah, 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 just looked at me and said, wow, you're so negative. And why do you have such a victim mentality? Beside the obvious reasons. And then we all had a little laugh, but in my head, it was like a lightning struck. Victim mentality? The hell is that? I've never heard of it. What is that? So, of course, I immediately felt like crap about myself and just wanted to cry, because that is all I knew how to do back then. Because when I had emotions, I didn't know how to communicate it. Anyways, I kept it together and just cried on my way home. Then I gathered myself and got on the computer and then started researching victim mentality. And it was like as if someone poured a cold bucket of water with huge chunk of ice over the top of my head. And it just wouldn't stop. The realization of the fact that I had victim mindset and victim mentality was the very first step of my understanding what is wrong with me. And most importantly, the fact that it's absolutely reversible. So in a way, it was like you just found out you're really, really, really sick, and they told you that there's a cure for it. Yay, all in one. So first you get sick to your stomach, realizing that, wow, you're really messed up. And then you're like, yay, there's a cure for it. I can fix this. But the most important part is that I finally felt like that I can take control over it, because it is reversible. So after a lot of research, even when I was a frontline worker, I constantly struggled with how to have this conversation with my clients and survivors, because obviously, you know, blurping things out, it may help me, but I don't want to do that to the clients that I serve. So after a lot of research, I found this website And this was my favorite. I will put the link into the PDF I told you about earlier. But at the end of this article on victim mindset, I believe it's a she. She had this incredible closing thoughts. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to read that to you, because I think if I would have had this speech, I would have given it to every single client that I worked with at the time. So here goes. If you're struggling with the victim mentality, it is important to know that it's not your fault, even though you may be in the habit of responding this way. If you struggled with trauma, then you have a genuine reason to feel like a victim. Nothing can take that away from you. At the same time, you need to show yourself self-compassion so that you can move past these situations and seek help. Continuing to dwell in a victim mindset just leaves you feeling powerless and helpless and unable to initiate change in your life. So whatever you can do to shift yourself out of a victim mentality will be the first step towards becoming the person that you want to be. End of quote. And for me, that shift actually came with reading on positive thinking, the positive mindset, the positive mentality. There was actually, at the time, a movie that was very famous, The Secret. All it was talking about your mindset. So I'm not saying tell your clients to watch that movie. I'm just saying maybe tell your clients to read and research about the mindset and how important it is to switch from negative to positive. And it basically, you have to train yourself. I trained myself. Now that I knew that I had negative mindset and negative thoughts, I started monitoring my thoughts. And every time I caught myself thinking negatively, I went back and rewind and started saying a different sentence. It took me a lot of years. But eventually, just like the way you become negative, you can actually become positive. And life will completely change, and life has definitely changed for me. Huge. So number one, please tell your clients and victims you work with somehow, one way or another, in a gentle way, let them know what victim mindset is, if you think they have it. And then walk with them on a journey. And the speech that I just gave at the end, if you can remember it, maybe sum it up like that. So it's not your fault. Totally understandable you have this mindset. But, you know, the only way you can help yourself to heal this is if you do some research on it and you start literally changing your mindset. So I don't know if it was helpful. I hope it was. And there will be an episode where we talk a lot about positive thinking, the incredible science that backs it up, why it's very important, and how it actually works. It's so cool. I love that topic. But in the meantime, thank you for being with me, and we will connect again soon.